Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person, also online. On this, another beautiful day the Lord has given to us, even though it might be trending warmer, that doesn't change the fact that His mercies are still new today. And that's what makes this day an awesome day, even as we go through trials and tribulations. Do you have a habit of leaving the house half-dressed? If you do, perhaps you need to rethink that habit. As we would not think of leaving the house half-dressed, at least most of us, even more so, we are not to leave our faith half-protected. The Lord reminds us of the serious approach we need to take when it comes to our faith, especially when it comes to those who are seeking to destroy our faith. The Lord thus provides the clothing, the full clothing we need to make that happen, along with giving us what we need to go on the offense, witnessing the faith, and also to be on defense, holding our ground. God be praised for looking out for us physically and spiritually. And that's what we're here to do, to give Him praise. I invite you then to our invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns even thanks for the courts of the Lord.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty, blessed are they who trust in you.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us worship Him.
Thank you. Please stand as able. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make God to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift of grace that we come into your presence and offer true and faithful service. Grant that our worship on earth may always be pleasing to you, and in the life to come, give us the fulfillment of what you have promised.
Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God,
turn our attention to the readings
for this Sunday. First of all, a reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Kings 11, pointing out the fact that there always has been and will be, as long as this earth endures, conflict between God's ways and will and the human ways and will, at times leading then to senseless acts and even deaths. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. But Josheba, the daughter of King Jehoram and sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes, who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah. so he was not killed. He remained hidden with his nurse at the temple of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah ruled the land. Jehoiada brought out the king's son and put the crown on him. He presented him with a copy of the covenant and proclaimed him king. They anointed him, and the people clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" Athaliah heard the noise made by the guards and the people. She went to the people at the temple of the Lord. She looked, and there was the king, standing by the pillar, as the custom was. The officers and the trumpeters were beside the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her robes and called out, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada the priest ordered the commanders of units of 100 who were in charge of the troops, "Bring her out between the ranks and put to the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest had said, "She must not be put to death in the temple of the Lord." So they seized her as she reached the place where the horses entered the palace grounds, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada then made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Then Jehoiada the priest posted guards at the temple of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God has given us what we need to witness our faith and also to defend our faith in Jesus, along with the teachings he has given to us. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians 6. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus really is about peace, and yet he also realizes that people will be divided on account of him. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated and now turn to our hymns today.
Grace, mercy, and peace may it remain yours in great abundance from God our Father, and this through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's in his name that we continue our focus on the scriptures this morning. We turn back for a bit to Ephesians 6, emphasizing key words throughout this reading. Be strong in the Lord. Put on the full armor of God. Stand your ground. Take up the shield of faith and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Be alert and always keep on praying. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who not only has given us faith through the means of grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, also by the work of the Holy Spirit using that means of grace, keeps us in the one true faith unto life everlasting. What a gift. I was thinking, and yes, it hurt, and it's dangerous, but I was thinking that to help drive home the point of the words of Ephesians before us today, that at this time we're going to get out the rope so that we can do a tug of war. We're going to divide up in teams. We got a nice long center aisle. We're going to get one of the orange cones and we're going to put it in the center, and that'll serve as the mark of whoever gets past that cone, that's the winner. And all the teams on one side of that rope are going to have the same name. On one side, we're going to have Team Satan, and on the other side, we're going to have Team God. So, Greg, will you bring out the rope? No, I'm just kidding. If we had time, but we only have an hour for this worship service, we could actually do that illustration. But we get the point, right? Because there is an actual tug of war that is taking place for your soul and the soul of all people. And if we were actually to do that tug of war, and we gave you a heads up that next week that's what we're going to do, what would you do to prepare for that? Some people would bring gloves with an extra grip ability. Some people would make sure that they have the right shoes. I mean, high heels or dress shoes, probably not the best equipment to hold your ground, especially on this floor. Some would strategize, perhaps even picking who they would want to be on their side of the rope. Well, the point of this tug of war, again, is to illustrate the fact of what is really happening on a daily basis. And we do want to be prepared for such a struggle that is taking place for our soul on a daily basis. Each one of us is caught up in this tug of war. Satan is pulling us one way, wanting us on his team, and as on his team, then he wants us to pull others away from Team God and to follow Satan's ways. Thankfully, God is pulling us in another direction, not so that we get hurt, but that we are healed, not just for this life, but for all eternity. He is the one that has our good in mind now and after we die. Because the Lord recognizes, as the Apostle Paul by inspiration points out, there is no middle ground. You are going to be in one team or the other. You are either going to be on Team Satan or you're going to be on Team God. And it's only by the grace of God that we have found ourselves now on Team God. And while the pulling continues, while on this side of heaven, Jesus reminds us of what he has given to us to help us stay on Team God. He addresses it by Paul's words of inspiration, reminding us to take up the full armor of God so that we can remain standing with Jesus. But that's not all we're supposed to do as we take up the full armor of God. We're also to help others stand and to remain standing with Jesus. In order to remain standing with Jesus, it's important to know at least two things. One, it's important to know our enemy. Who's on the other side of that rope that's trying to pull us across the line? Well, we definitely have the world pulling on us on a daily basis. I mean, why is it that the people of the world, those who are not with God, they are free to have whatever opinion they want, but you, a person of God, you are not allowed an opinion. And if you have an opinion, you're going to be talked down. It's not getting any easier, is it? I mean, the world has always been an enemy. the unbelieving world, but it's on steroids as of late. Nothing really new under the sun, just it's highlighted itself once again where it's at. We see it infiltrating churches and homes, society, our educational centers. We're being cautioned to be careful of what we say when it comes to same-sex and gender identity, abortion, euthanasia, drugs. I mean, divorce, infidelity has always been a marriage killer and a family killer, but drugs. Are you aware of what drugs are doing to our families today? Grandparents love their grandchildren, but now they're raising their grandchildren as their very own. Because sadly, the world has caught too many of the parents and led them down a path they may not be able to return from. The world is not a friendly place. Jesus has warned us about that. He said, you cannot be friends with the world and friends with God. There is a distinct difference. There's no middle ground. There's no compromise. And the world can also be very subtle in its trying to win us over into saying, you know, it's really the loving thing to do, to just allow things to happen, to love whoever you want to love. It's through the music. It's through the people that society has built up to be famous and influencers. And again, how dare you have a comment that opposes? It's not a friendly place. How important then to not leave our faith half protected, but to take up the full armor of God. And what's behind this enemy of the world? Well, Satan. I mean, Satan is the reason why, though people die with all their ideas that are opposing to God, those ideas continue. Satan is good at training and equipping people to continually pull people away from Jesus, to have them be an influence on us. There's a reason why the Lord points out throughout the Scriptures that Satan really is a slanderer and a liar and a murderer, because he is out to destroy the souls of people. He is not out to have you have an enjoyable life here and into eternity, but rather a miserable life. He may tempt us to think that, yes, drugs will make your life easier. Just take away the stress. But you know what happens all too easily once you go down that road. And it wasn't all that long ago. It was kind of a betting game. Will you kiss somebody of the same sex? And now that has turned into how dare you speak against it. Satan is good at his craft. And so as we want to take up the full armor of God, and to do so, it's important to know our enemy even more so. It's important to know the equipment we have to take on the enemy. Whoever that enemy may be, the unbelieving world, our own sinful nature, and Satan himself. Because you and I, we cannot take on any of those enemies in and of ourselves. We're going to lose. Because again, as Paul points out, our battle's not so much against flesh and blood, but against Satan and the forces of evil in the heavenly realms. But we have one on our side who is more powerful and has proved it and equips us and keeps us equipped. Part of that equipment that God has given to us to fight and to resist is the Word of God itself. The Word that is living and active. It convicts people still. It convicts their consciences, and that's why people lash out, because they don't want their conscience convicted. It also converts. And thankfully it does bring people to confess faith in Jesus and to lead a life no longer following Satan, but rather the will of God. This Word of God is living and active. I mean, it is accurate. Jesus has told us what we can expect while in this world, and it is happening. And He also has made promises that have been kept and will continue to be kept. Because of the promise kept, we can be confident that the promise is still yet to be fulfilled, will be fulfilled in God's good time. And so take heart. As we take up the full armor of God, that Word of God is living and active. And we need it. As we would not go out of the house half-dressed, dear friends, let us not leave our faith half-protected. Along then with the equipment that God has given to us, that Word of God, He talks about the commandments, how we are to treat and view that Word of God, specifically under the third commandment, that we are not to despise the preaching and hearing of His Word, but gladly hear and learn it. Because God knows what can happen to us if we despise the Word in just a little bit, or if we stop hearing that Word or gladly receive it. I mean, think about it. If you were to ask people who have not been in church for some time, if they're a good person, they would say, sure. But are we really good people when we continually break the third commandment and willfully do so? And not just the third commandment, we're breaking the first commandment. We're not keeping God first priority in our life. We've made ourselves first priority and tell God to stuff it until I'm ready for Him. It's not just people who are not active in church. All of us, none of us can say we are sinless people. Because as the Lord reminds us through James, whoever sins in just one spot is guilty of breaking the entire law. And all of us then need repentance and forgiveness. And by the grace of God, He leads us to repent of our sins and reminds us that we are forgiven. Not to intentionally break the third or first or whatever commandment it might be, but rather by the grace of God to hold on to those commandments. Because finally, it's the Word, whether they be the commandments, the law, and the gospel, that helps us hold our ground. It's not the gimmicks. It's not the skinny jeans. It's not the TV ministry. It's the Word of God itself. And so as we stand firm on the Word, we are not only in a position to recognize Satan's ploys, we're also in a position to help others stay standing with Jesus. The Word of God is not just for defense, for standing. It is for us to go on the offense, to go and make disciples of all nations. Because everybody needs to hear about Jesus. We all need Him because everybody is hurting, whether they admit it or not. And only Jesus truly has the healing power that we need. And so Jesus calls us to be salt and light in the world, to let His light shine through us. He doesn't call us to be crusty or to cover up the light that He has given to us. He calls us to be salt and light so that we can be in a position to witness to others all the time, whether it be going to the grocery store or whether it be hanging out with family or friends. What do we display? Can people know that you are a follower of Christ? That you have joy and peace in your life even amidst affliction? Or are they going to go, man, you don't have any hope, so why would I want what you have? Because it doesn't give you peace and hope. We are to be salt and light and be ready to share the hope that we have through Jesus. And so our words and our actions continually need to be Christ-like. And when we fail, God have mercy on us. And thankfully he does. To go at it again and be Christ-like in the next situation, in the next day. But then there are times, though, when God has given us his word so that we can be on the defense. Another term we can use for that is apologetics. Not an apology for the word of God of what we believe, but rather a defense of the word of what we believe. And so we want to get to know the scriptures more and more, not just for the offense, but also for the defense. Because that too is another way of witnessing. It's that tug of war we do not want to give. And so Jesus reminds us to be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be alert to what is going on, the false teachings that are being spread still, the works and faith combination. Or, hey, you can live whatever life you want to live. God is love. Some churches have thought they could compromise with the world, but what has that led to? The world is not compromising. And so that has led to those churches losing a grip on the Word of God and not leading people to Jesus, but rather away from Jesus. There's a form of godliness, but it's empty of its power. So again, be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. God help us hold our ground. And to do that, we need to put on the full armor of God. And as we put on that full armor of God, Paul reminds us to pray. Not just once, checklist on the day, but pray continually. A constant conversation with God for self, that we do not succumb to the temptations of this world and the ploys of Satan, that we can remain standing steadfast and firm on the word of God that he has put before us, that we can be ready at all times, not only for his coming, but ready to witness or defend the faith, that we can recognize what is truth and what is error and join with those who are on the side of truth, but mark and avoid those who are on the side of error. For their good and ours, and also pray for others. So we do in the second petition that your kingdom, Lord, would start in the hearts of others and continue to grow as it is by your grace in our own. That they may hear the word of God and take it to heart, believe it, listen, and act on that word. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, uses a great illustration, right? I mean, he uses that Roman soldier equipment because the Roman soldiers had nothing but the best. They were equipped. They were put in a position to win the battles. Well, it's really the same for us as Christians. We have been given the best equipment to go on the offense, to share the faith, and to be on defense, to hold our ground. We have a tool, second to none, the Word of God itself. It's living and active. It's accurate. It convicts. It converts. It heals. It reminds us that there's a time to slide and there's a time to stay upright. God give us the wisdom to know which is called for. When it comes to doctrine, stand upright. Stay that way. When it comes to customs, we can slide. Bottom line, keep on taking up the full armor of God. The reasons why should be pretty obvious. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's turn now to a confession of faith from the Nicene Creed. It's found for us on page 9.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day,
will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen.
Please be seated. For our thank offering prayer today, we'll join together in singing the song, Lord of All Good. We pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people.
We especially thank you for the gift of your
Holy Son, who has in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne, and that he intercedes for us in all our needs. Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children. Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted in the quiet hour of the night when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety. Bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. Lord, we ask that you refresh the body and mind of Homer Carson, who was hospitalized in need of medical assistance. Not only refresh his body as you will for him, above all, continue to refresh his mind and heart with the reminder that these health challenges do not change his status with you through Jesus. Life is precious. Thank you for the gift of life able to be celebrated this week as family and friends celebrate a birthday. And since marriage is meant to be a blessing to your creation, guide couples through your word on how to have those blessings become evident in their own marriage. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
We also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Now may this body which was given for you
and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in peace and with joy and with confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Morning again. Thank you for taking the time to fill out the blue connection cards. I appreciate that. Bible study, we have a new Bible study taking place for the month of September here in the church proper. It's called Lifestyle Witnessing. There are copies available there in the entryway. You can also find copies on our website. No family Bible hour this morning. The Sunday school will start up again next week under a new theme. You can look at the weekly news to learn more about that new theme starting next week. And they'll be meeting in the chapel again starting next week. Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, Mission Box Sunday opportunity. But with the month of September, every Sunday is going to be LWS Mission Box opportunity. You can learn more about that again by looking at the information board or speak with Ellie Ennis or Kitty Falk or Clara Jackson about the Mission Box. And again, the reason for the month of September is we have our fall rally coming up in October. You can learn more about that in the weekly news. It's going to be held at Christ in Lodi in October. Keep that in mind. Jesus Cares is taking place today in the Multipurpose Center at 2 o'clock. Thank you for those who dropped off items for the local food drive. We'll drop those off at one of our area pantries. Starting Point, our Bible information class for membership review or to become a member consideration, that's beginning next Saturday at 9:30 here in the church proper. We'll start out in the church proper at 9:30, Starting Point. Catechism for those who are not attending St. Mark's. It's noted in the bulletin that it's on Saturday. We did move that now to Sunday at 4 o'clock. So just an extra reminder of that, 4 o'clock on Sunday. Just see the weekly news for the things that are going on here at church and school. God continues to bless us. Thankfully, he keeps us grounded as we work on showing love to the world and to our neighbors so that they too can confess Jesus as Lord and Savior now and into eternity. Have a great day in the Lord. May your power continue to work so that you can stay cool. Thanks.